USA Radio News.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden stands by everything he said in his Georgia speech last week, where he declared that opponents of the Democrats' election law overhaul bill were on the side of segregationists. Psaki called the speech informative, not partisan. CDC data showed on Tuesday that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is now responsible for 99.5% of U.S. cases. Comparatively, the Delta variant reportedly makes up 0.5%. Brown School of Public Health Dean Dr. Ashish Jha spoke to CNBC.
I'm hoping that this really is the transition variant that gets us into a different footing for future variants and lets us manage them much more effectively.
And the GOP Doctors Caucus is demanding Dr. Anthony Fauci apologize for calling Senator Roger Marshall a moron on a hot mic during a hearing last week. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
An L.A. crime spree leaves the D.A. in hot water with the public.
Spiking crime in Los Angeles and criticism of District Attorney George Gascon calling for lenient charges and sentences for the offenders are fueling another effort to recall him. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva telling Fox News he's confident in the latest recall effort.
The recall is now gaining steam. There's a petition that's already being approved by the Registrar Recorder. That's going to be out in circulation, so the organizers are going to definitely do a better job this time than they did the last time, because they're more organized now and they're well-funded.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The city of Chicago is fining businesses that are not checking the vaccination status of customers after rules went into effect on January 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Microsoft is poised to acquire more companies.
With 3 billion people actively playing games today, online gaming is now the largest and fastest growing form of entertainment. It was announced Tuesday Microsoft will buy Activision for just under $69 billion or $95 a share. Bobby Kotick will continue to serve as CEO of Activision Blizzard and will focus on culture and accelerating business growth. Once the deal closes, the Activision Blizzard business will report to Phil Spencer, CEO, Microsoft Gaming. When the transaction closes, Microsoft will become the third largest gaming company in the world by revenue, just behind Tencent and Sony. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan congressional committee investigating the January 6th events at the U.S. Capitol issued subpoenas to 3 lawyers and a political strategist. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, and Boris Epstein challenged the 2020 election results. The committee also subpoenaed the phone and text records of Donald Trump Jr. and his fiancée, Kimberly Guilfoyle. School districts responsible for hundreds of Virginia schools are digging in their heels, saying they'll continue with mask mandates, despite a new executive order from Governor Glenn Youngkin. The newly sworn-in governor issued an order on Saturday which allows parents to exempt their kids from mask requirements imposed by the schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.